time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It's our school district update, as we always do once a week. And this week, we are talking to Principal Wendy Flucky from Castle Heights Elementary. Wendy, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, welcome back to school. Has it been a pretty easy year so far? I mean, you're only, what, a week and a half in, but or 2.5 weeks almost.
We are, but, you know, it really has been a smooth start to the school year this year. Things are going great, and it's been wonderful.
All right. So every school year, and usually just about every school implements some new type of program, and it's usually a rewards program for the kids, and it can be wrapped around reading or wrapped around citizenship or wrapped around attendance. What have you guys done up there this year?
Well, this year we're just adding to what we already do. So each grade level does have a citizenship program that they do within the grade level to promote not only attendance, academics, and behaviors, but this year school-wide we're implementing the Build a Knight attendance program. And what that is that each classroom receives a cutout of a knight with 12 pieces. And each day that they have 100% attendance in their class, they get to add a piece to the knight. And once all 12 pieces are achieved, then they earn a reward activity in the classroom. And so we're hoping to use that to encourage students to attend and also promote teamwork within each grade level.
Well, and it's always fun to get a little reward to go to school, right?
Exactly. Yes,
that's part of the gig when you're in elementary. It's, you know, you gotta make it fun and make them want to go. I mean, that's every class and every school year, but still, in elementary, sometimes, you know, I don't know. It seems like sometimes it's tougher to get kids to go in elementary. Is that do you have that issue up there or no?
You know, it just depends. Sometimes it's not necessarily a kid issue, but more of the parent issue of the parents getting the students here to school on time.
So we've got that in place. And, of course, as always, across the district, it's always, you know, reading is always one of the big things as well, isn't it?
It is. We're very excited with our reading. We are making gains. Last year, we set the goal to be 71% proficient by the end of the year with our Dibbles data. We started the year off at 60%, and we did meet our goal at 71%. So we're excited to see that growth, and we're setting new goals for this year, and we'll continue to move forward.
And you said that you've got some first of the year testing going on, or you've already had it?
We're still in the middle of doing our beginning of the year testing, yes.
Okay, and do you notice, they've done it the last 2 or 3 years, that summer school, is it helping starting in August, coming back, and you know, you don't have, they always refer to it as a summer slide. Is that not as prevalent as it used to be, or is the summer school really helping out there?
We do notice with the students that attended summer school faithfully that we did not see the drastic summer slide as we do in other students. So it definitely helps keeping up with the reading over the summer and being engaged.
All right. So once again, we're back at it. Things are going well. You said you had your back-to-school night and everything went well with that, I hear.
We did. It was a huge success. I very much appreciate our parents for the support that they showed this school. We've got great parents. We have a wonderful PTA, and we are just very fortunate to be in the community that we're in.
And it's a great day to be a knight at Castle Heights Elementary, as always. Have you got anything coming up in, you know, the near future that you want to talk about or that the kids might be looking forward to?
You know, we're just trying to get into school. I know that we have our school community council elections coming up in September. We do have a current president and vice president, but we are looking for a secretary. And then, of course, in October, we have our parent-teacher conferences coming up. Then we have our Halloween celebrations. So, yeah, we've got lots of fun things planned.
And the next thing you know, you'll be breaking for Christmas.
Exactly, yes.
It always seems to just fly. Once August gets here, the rest of the year seems like it's over, doesn't it?
It does. Time does truly go by quickly.
All right. Once again, we've been talking with Principal Wendy Flucky from Castle Heights Elementary. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to school, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.